The Ebola epidemic appears to be easing in Liberia. Liberia was reporting the most new cases of the virus, more than 300 a week, during the peak of the outbreak in West Africa. Today, the number of new cases is a fraction of that. NPR's Afebia Quist-Arkton spoke with Liberia's president, who wants the virus snuffed out by December 25th.
President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has been in power in Liberia for the past 9 years. She told NPR that Ebola has devastated her post-war country and repeated her goal of no new cases of the virus by Christmas.
We believe we had to set a target that gave our people hope, a target that made them more committed to taking all the precautionary measures. And yes, it is called ambitious, but, you know, sometimes you have to take a risk in being ambitious.
Asked if she wasn't biting off more than she can chew, President Johnson Sirleaf responded,
"Overambitious is the story of my life. I have no guarantee that I'll be successful, but I work at it."
Ebola has killed 3,000 people in Liberia, more than half of all those who have died of the virus in the current outbreak, from 300 cases a week just a few months ago, and dire predictions that would hit thousands by December. Without intervention, the number of new cases is down to 43, so says the World Health Organization's latest Liberia report. But President Johnson Sirleaf says the battle is not over.
We would like to see the evolution as our plan calls for. It means moving from treatment, reducing the size of Ebola treatment units now because more than half of them are empty, being able to move that support into the healthcare centers.
The U.S. military has built 3 of 15 Ebola treatment centers it has committed to Liberia. President Johnson Sirleaf acknowledges she was slow to ask for international help, but she says it's now time to shift to a new stage of the fight against the virus, for which assistance will still be needed to avoid rolling backwards.
Reversals as a result of our not getting to hot spots as quickly as possible. Now, is strengthening our healthcare system to prevent a recurrence. That's the key, and that's not something we're waiting to get to zero to start on.
But Johnson Sirleaf says Liberia cannot do this alone. She says her country and its Ebola-affected neighbors, Guinea and Sierra Leone, must work together, especially in strengthening monitoring of their porous borders.
We're talking about maybe common facilities on borders so that we have treatment centers that may be close to the borders, and if there's sick people on that side and we have extra beds, that our service can be provided to them.
Reflecting on the dramatic evolution of Ebola in Liberia, President Johnson Sirleaf said they were not ready because they had no idea the virus had crept into their midst and would shatter their lives, routines, and traditional rituals, in some ways worse than the Civil War.
Because we were facing an unknown enemy. In the war, you know where the gun is, you know where the soldier is, you know where the rebel is. With this one, it's, you know, you didn't know. I was as fearful as anybody else.
Liberia's leader says the fear factor has eased a little, with the focus now on the challenges ahead. Afebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Monrovia.